Hey, everybody, it's Liz Nord, and you're listening to the No Film School podcast. When I spoke with first-time Palestinian filmmaker Maizaloon Hamoud back at the Toronto International Film Festival last year, her narrative feature In Between, or Bar Bahar in Arabic, was just about to premiere at the prestigious festival. As with any new director, she had no idea what the response would be or what the coming year would bring. But her film's path has been particularly unpredictable, leading to 3 awards in San Sebastian, Hamoud being hand-chosen by Isabelle Huppert to receive the Young Talents Award at Cannes, and, oh yeah, being issued the first religious fatwa in Palestinian history. So how did it all begin? With a touching and dryly funny relationship drama about 3 girlfriends living in the city. It could be a million other formula films, except that the girlfriends are Arab Palestinians and the city is majority Jewish Tel Aviv, and the universal issues that they're dealing with, love, career, friendship, are all underwritten by both intercultural and intercultural tensions and the constant pull between tradition and modernity. It's a modern-day Palestinian-Israeli story that we've never seen on film. The 3 leads, 2 of whom had never acted, are the uber-independent hipster lawyer Layla, the lesbian Selma, who's not yet out to her traditional Christian parents, and the observant, headscarf-wearing Muslim woman Noor, who becomes Layla and Selma's roommate. As you can see, Maizaloon Hamoud does not shy away from the complexities of the region in her script, which she says she's lived herself. It's the frank portrayal of these realities that's surely partly to blame for the fatwa against Hamoud and her movie. In our fascinating conversation, Hamoud shares her methods for trying to make audiences see themselves in her characters, working with non-actors, and what it was like to make the first film of its kind in her community. I began by asking her to describe the film in her own words. So I'd love for you to describe the film in your own words first.
Bar Bahar is actually a story of 3 young Palestinian Israeli women that live at the mid of Tel Aviv, the big city. And they are actually escaped from the rules of the traditional society. Like they chose to live as they want, as they see. In the same time, when they live during the Israeli society, they will always be the Palestinians. They will always be second class. So this is the essence of my movie, yeah.
So we have an international audience, and I think it's really hard for people to understand the intricacies of identity Israel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure it's hard to explain in a nutshell, but if you could try to just describe what are the backgrounds of the women in the film?
Okay. You know, we are Palestinians, you know, part of the Palestinian nationality in our nationality, but at the same time we are living at Israel. That means at the border of 48. There's a nickname for us. It's Palestinian 48. Layla, she's from the Galil. All of them from the Galil. Like Nazareth is the place that Layla come from. Selma, she is from a village at the north called Tarshiha. And Noor, the religious girl, she came from Umm al-Fahim. It's a city at, we call it a triangle. It's in Wadi Ara.
Just to make sure I understand, these are all cities that are within the 1948 borders of what's called on the map today Israel.
Yes.
But they are majority Arab cities.
They are totally Arab. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is something in Israel that there is a mixed cities as Jaffa, Akko, Haifa, places that like this, and there is a places that it's just Jew and it's just Arabs. So yes, this is the situation. There is also actually all the life in Israel, it's with metaphysic borders, you know, like we grow separate, we like finish school, like there's a Jews that never saw Arabs till they get the army, and since and when they get the army, the first time they see the Arabs, they are enemy, because they control them in you know, when they are soldiers. So yes, this is the our reality. Mm-hmm.
And then there's an added dimension of religion. So when you say the religious girl in the movie, mm-hmm. you're Noor, you're talking about a religious Muslim girl.
Yes.
But Laila mm-hmm. is from a Christian family.
No. Right? Selma
is from a Christian yes. family. Okay, your mm-hmm. character's mixed up.
Laila, she is a natural. I didn't put any sign of religion. She can be a Muslim, she can be a Christian.
So you've got three roommates, all are Palestinian, one is from a traditional Christian family, one is from a traditional...
It's not traditional Christian family, it's a kind of liberal Christian family.
Oh, that's interesting, because they mm-hmm. don't seem liberal from an American
that's
perspective.
The point, because what I wanted to show in my movie, that even the families that they see themselves as a liberal, when they get, you know, things that they have to decide how to act, they get to the traditional way of thinking totally. So that's the point of giving the family of Salma in the screen to see that it's fake. Even it looks like a liberal, like they can dress how they want, they can, you know, learn what they want. It's not for granted, you know. But even though at the real important thing, they will get stand to the traditions.
So they draw a line somewhere. Mm-hmm. So this is very, there's a lot of complex layers
yes.
at play. So stepping
back. The reality is so complex.
Right. So stepping back, where do you fall in that spectrum personally? How do you identify?
Mm-hmm. I live this contrast and all like confusions. To be a woman that choose to do things not in the mainstream way and not what you supposed to do, bring a lot of confusion and decides that you have to take, and when you take it, you cannot go back. That's what Layla bring to the movie. She chose her life as she wants, but for the society, because she chose to be like free woman to do what she wants, they will still look at her as a slut. Mm. I know this from my life, you know. People always staring, people are always like, you know, I am 40, sorry, I'm 34. I am 34 and I'm a single and I live by my own. And all these things, it's not like, it's not common. It's not like, you know, anywhere else in the world, maybe not in the Arab world, but in the rest of the world, it's like, okay, it's normal. No, it's not normal. So I live this life. So I know all the price that we have to pay, of course, as a woman in this scene that I bring to the screen.
When a filmmaker is trying to approach complicated topics that might be in their own backyard, mm-hmm. like you did, how do you suggest they even start to navigate it? Like, how did you approach your script when you knew there was going to be so much complexity?
When I decided that I want to make movies, it was at a very sensitive moment in my life. I had healthy things, and I almost died. And when I get my life back, let's say it like this, I knew that I'm here not for nothing. I have to do something with my life because I couldn't come back. So I said to myself that if you will do it, so you'll do it really from the bottom, really from your heart, because I don't know how to do it in the other way. So as an artist, I think the authentic way that you tell your story, just when it's authentic, it can touch. And because I feel that I am part of a generation that is now start to say something after a lot of years, that this generation just grow up in catastrophic after catastrophic political society issues. All this, I'm talking about the new generation of the Arab world. So I think that this is the time to say that something different. So I start to write, and it's all around me. I just have to capture it. Mm. So it wasn't so difficult to bring the stories because I live it, but it was to find out how to tell this story, how to make it interesting and communicating with people that don't know this word, but at the same time, they, of course, can be connected or see themselves in my characters. Especially all the generation, young people in the Arab world, that's so important to me in everywhere, and also for the rest of the world, for sure. So this is the thing that I think I started from this point to write the story, and they know, okay, so it will be totally authentic.
I think there is a lot in the film that anybody can relate to, for sure, especially women, and the friendships and the difficult moments. And you talked about, you know, trying to make it appealing, but there are also so many uncomfortable moments, mm-hmm. And I won't give too much away, but there is, for example, a sexual assault, mm-hmm. And feelings of, you know, maybe betrayal by family, and things that are kind of hard to watch, but also part of the human experience. Mm-hmm. So how did you decide sort of how far to push things and still keep an audience able to watch it?
I was thinking about those moments that you're talking about in the movie long time ago, because I already started from like before 5 years to work at this movie, and I always was in searching what could be the way to do it that people can see it without make it like with a distance. So because the cinematic language that I use in the movie, that it's realism, so I knew that I will put it in front of you, the audience, and I will not manipulate you. I just want you to be with the characters in their breathing, and I know you will feel your stomach. And the work with the actresses was amazing. And also there is something very, very important in my work, that it's mixed totally between non-actors and actors. I know that for sure you don't know who is the actor and who is not.
I definitely don't.
Salma, she is an actor.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And Dunia too. And main characters. It's amazing.
Why was that important to you?
Because the Palestinian cinema still in growing. You know, we have a few directors, and it's like a very, very small child. So all the industry of the Palestinian cinema is still like small. So I don't have the range of actresses and you know, different kinds, different colors, different, you know, typecasts. So I knew that I have to find like totally the perfect character for actor for the each character. So it was so hard to find from actresses for my characters, because my characters are not stereotyped characters as we see always in the Palestinian movies and Israeli movies that put Palestinian inside. It's still totally stereotyped. So I knew that I have to search in different way. Because I live the scene, so I know the people inside the scene. So that was also my luck, that I knew that I can approach during the people in the scene. I think that everybody can act. Everybody in the world can act. Just it has to be the right character for him.
Well, also the right director. So how did you direct the non-actors?
Yeah, totally. But I knew that if I find the right character for the right person for the right character, even it's not actor, I will find out how to do it with it. And it was challenging totally, but I knew that I have to do this for my movie. I will not compromise at all. So it was a long way casting this movie, long way, but I'm so proud of each of the characters totally. Like Saleh, the gay, he is also not, he is not an actor. A lot of act. Kais, the friend of them. Actually, the character, the actresses are the minority.
Interesting.
In the movie.
I mean, I think that's what makes it feel so real in the end.
Exactly. That's what I always searching, the authentic moment. That if we are not in a set, it could happen totally in the other places. Same meanwhile, Jan. So yeah, this is one of the important thing that I thought that I had to do.
So you said the film is pretty different from Palestinian cinema that exists already.
Mm-hmm.
Have you shown it?
No, okay. Yet. I'm so excited to know how the directors will see the movie. I'm so excited and curious as, I don't know, as a child, to know how they will see it, because it's really so different than anything we saw till now. And I'm appreciated so much our Palestinian directors, and I'm looking forward, actually, totally.
And your premiere is here today. Yes, at TIFF. Yes, how are you feeling about that?
You know, all the butterflies in the world now in my stomach fighting, but I think it will be okay. And I have to say something that I... Shlomi Elkabetz, like my producer, I couldn't do anything in this movie without him. He is totally like the father of the movie. And
he's a Jewish Israeli.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say, that I don't have any problem with the Jewish at all. The main ideology that I believe that we should live together, but it has to be in certain way that we all feel equal and live equal. So when the Jewish will get off their privilegiety, and start to look at us not in a just Zionist eyes, it will be a heaven. It could be.
It could be. It's an amazing country.
Yeah. But we need, I think, a lot of time. So sorry to say it, but I think we are just messed up much than before, like the situation now. But what I wanted to say about Shlomi, that it's amazing how he is one of the real important directors and filmmakers in Israel, and I think also at the world. He brings a very unique sound too, and also his stomach is feminine stories, of course, with his sister Ronit Elkabetz, that she left us before a few months. It's a big sorrow. They made their trilogy together, and this is actually the first movie that he made as a producer, not a director, and without her. So I hope that she look at us from the sky and proud of what we did. I hope, but that's the point I wanted to say, that when people synchronized. And of course, like creators, it can be magic. It can be, you know, things that historic things that we can do, and religion, nationality, color, you know, all these shit things. Cannot stop us when we see each other as like equal. And Shlomi, he is one of like the amazing people I have met, and I'm so proud that he is my producer and also soulmate, actually.
Wow. Oh, you're making me cry. Well, I was just given the signal to wrap
it
up.
Yes, so we have to hurry a little
bit. Of course,
because of
yes. But that's very exciting. Yes. I wish you the best of luck. Shukran.
Thank you.
I can't wait to follow your career.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. You can hear lots of other fascinating conversations on the art of filmmaking by finding the No Film School podcast in iTunes, and of course by visiting us at nofilmschool.com. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you can catch our Indie Film Weekly news show, which comes out every Thursday morning and fills you in on everything you might have missed while you were busy making films. You can reach me on Twitter at LizFilm, and we are on Twitter at NoFilmSchool. See you Thursday.